and you're listening to the Texas Standard. Not since the heady days of the dot-com boom has what's arguably the high-tech capital of Texas witnessed so much venture capital cash invested in a single year. $1.33 billion in VC money invested in companies in and around Austin last year. We're seeing similar stuff statewide. According to PricewaterhouseCoopers, Texas companies landed $2.12 billion in VC cash in 2018. So, happy days are here again? Well, it appears to be a bit more complicated than in the past, actually. Business and technology reporter Sebastian Herrera has been following all of this for the Austin American-Statesman. Sebastian, thanks so much for your time. Good to talk with you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You write that it's not so much that more deals are happening. So what exactly is going on here?
So what's happening in Austin and throughout the rest of Texas is actually a trend that's happening nationally, which is not that more deals are happening so that more companies are getting more money, but it's that more companies are getting bigger money. Like, for example, last year in Austin, there was only one more deal made for an Austin-based company, but yet the total amount of investment in the Austin area went up by around $500 million. So it's just bigger deals that are happening, not necessarily more deals, and that's being driven by different factors throughout the state and throughout the country.
Now, let me ask you this. Why would it matter if you've got more money coming in, more venture capital? Why does it matter that there might be perhaps not as many deals? What is the significance of that to you?
That really speaks to the maturity of a market. There's startup companies that started out a few years ago, but they've grown into big enough companies worthy of investment. And it also speaks to more of a diverse market. So it's not just like software companies that typically have gotten venture capital money here. There's e-commerce companies now. There's tech-enabled services. There's health tech companies. And the caveat is that more investment doesn't necessarily mean a healthier activity, because you could have a tech company that gets a lot of money, but that ends up not doing, you know, so well 5 years from now, because their business tanks out. Just because a company is getting a lot of investment doesn't mean that they're going to become a successful company, if
sure.
that makes sense.
Absolutely. And but it does, as you're saying, speak to a kind of maturity. Although you have a few red flags here. You say that the market for IPOs, for example, it's looking tougher. So, you know, if some of these companies are thinking in that direction, could be cause for concern.
So I follow this research firm that's called Renaissance Capital, and they actually track IPO performances throughout the country. And what the index that they formed shows, it's down year over year pretty significantly. A lot of these tech companies that were, you know, looking to do IPOs this year, like some of the bigger examples are like Uber, are kind of taking a step back right now and saying, you know, maybe right now is not the best time. And what we've seen in Texas with some recent IPOs like Yeti and this tech company named SolarWinds here in Austin recently, they've come into the public markets recently, and it hasn't been, their first days on the market weren't that great. They haven't really made much progress since that I've seen. So it really is a kind of more difficult time to enter the public markets now than it was maybe a year ago. And it's reflective of just the overall what's happening on Wall Street.
Yeah, a lot of uncertainty on Wall Street right now. So don't start celebrating just yet. We're going to have a link to Sebastian Herrera's latest piece at texasstandard.org. Sebastian is a business and technology reporter for the Austin American-Statesman. Thanks again.
Thanks, David.